Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. That's right, we're at iHeart and Radio MD, and hopefully coming to you every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern, we release another one. Our guest for Podcast 815, which this is Dr. Joseph Mercola, author of Effortless Healing, 9 Simple Ways. We'll talk about all simple ways to sidestep illness, shed excess weight, boy, effortlessly, and help your body fix itself. Plus, I got my zinger questions for him, as well as we ask a zinger, we hope to, that helps enlighten each person's statements that they make on the show so that you can understand where the science is, where the truth is, and what the latest medical news really means. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and we bring you every Tuesday the top stories so you can take control of you and your family's, your and your family's health, I should say. Plus, of course, we have top guests and top environmental stories on Radio MD and iHeartRadio podcasts every Tuesday morning. Please do download us. Please do rate us. We're dependent on that so we can spread the word. More than 50,000 of you are downloading us every week. I really appreciate that. And the more we get, the more Radio MD likes it. So please do. It also means that I get a chance to tell you what's the truth about what you can do for your health. I'm going to lead off with a positive story this week. That is liberating college women from the elliptical one fitness class at a time. And before I do, I'm going to take my usual drink of coffee and sit back. Why don't you do that too? And we'll sit back and talk about liberating you from the elliptical. By the way, I should tell you what's been on some of our prior podcasts before we talk about liberating you from the elliptical. Prior podcast 814, as well as next podcast, we had Dr. Charlie Hennekins, a great scientist. He is, in fact, the Dahl professor at Florida University and is a superb person. He is the special advisor to the dean at Florida Atlantic University, as well as he was the one in 1997 who catalyzed our feelings about aspirin use in prevention of heart attacks and re-strokes and primary prevention as well. So tune in 8:16 if you missed 8:14. Of course, you can download 8:14. 8:08 was your thyroid, a great session. 8:09, discover your chronotrope, the best time to eat lunch, ask for a raise, even have sex. We also talked on podcast 8:10 with A Life Everlasting, the extraordinary story of one boy's gift to medical science and organ donation, and how many people benefited from that. Today, we will talk to the wonderful Joseph Mercola. He is not only the author of Effortless Healing, but he's been a leader and a passionate advocate of natural medicine, a wellness champion, and a visionary who's implemented much-needed changes in the current health system. He sees patients in Chicago, I believe, and he did create Mercola.com, a leading health site on natural health website. But we're going to talk to him about his book in a few minutes, I guess about 15 minutes. We'll have him on and talk to him for about 20 minutes, actually, what he has and what's the essence of effortless healing. The story I wanted to bring up first was liberating college women from the elliptical one fitness class at a time. I didn't even know women were bound to the elliptical. But it turns out that many women don't want to embarrass themselves with other exercises, so they stay with the elliptical. Well, in a program called CHARGE, C-H-A-A-R-G, Changing Health Attitudes and Actions to Recreate Girls, that's a new program that was developed at Ohio State. And what is it? It talks about, in fact, the ability to use other things than an elliptical. So it's now at multiple, more than 7,000 members, 45 different universities are now have CHARGE chapters. And obviously they communicate via social media like Facebook. But it's about dance. It's about doing all kinds of other experiences to learn how to exercise. Students pay about $45 dues per semester, and they get options for individual fitness classes, which teach them a whole bunch of things. What's another story this week? A top story, health anxiety may increase the risk of heart disease by 73%. That's right. And another story, that if your boss micromanages you, you double your risk of heart disease. So what are these stories? It means that you should learn how to meditate and control your stress responses, because otherwise those stress responses are made much worse and increase your risk of heart disease substantially. So just being anxious about chest pain, or actually having, if you will, a anxiety attack, or micromanaging a boss micromanaging you and causing you anxiety, all of those things just about double your risk of a heart attack. Should you be scared of butter? This is a study of 126,000 female nurses and male health professionals. They found that substituting 5% of your calories from butter with a omega-3 or an omega-9, that is, with a healthier fat, decrease your risk of a stroke or heart disease event by 27%. That's pretty remarkable. A pretty darn large number for the risk. Wellness foreplay story, your body on candy. Turns out not only do you get stomach ache and an energy crash, you develop long-term cravings, and you actually can get a sugar hangover. So avoid those increased sugars. Really, what we've learned is avoiding simple sugars, added syrups, and any grain but 100% whole grain. Make sure you don't have more than 4 grams of sugar in any 1 hour, and you're much better off. One of the top stories this week is that overweight people who eat in only a 6-hour time frame. That is, if you decide you want to eat, you can eat from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. or from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So these were people who ate in 6-hour windows. And when they did it, one, they burn more fat, and two, they actually lose weight and have fewer hungers. And they lose more weight. So restricting the time you can eat. We used to think that more than 6 hours of this, and you'd actually, dieted for more than 12 hours in a row, your metabolic rate would slow down. Well, that may happen, but you eat so much less that you lose weight. UNICEF says that air pollution kills 600,000 children a year. Where is it? It's fossil fuel consumption, especially coal consumption and burning wood. So those cook stoves inside your home. Another source we talked about last week, podcast, I think that was podcast 814. It was, because this is 815. In podcast 814, we talked about the leading cause now in homes near colleges. It's hookah. Hookah creates, this is amazing, the equivalent of 115 to 150 cigarettes worth of smoke in the home. That is, smoking hookah for an hour having it in an hour in your home creates the particulate matter and the inflammation in those people who did it in this randomized study. So it's a good study, and it was done with the right techniques. So hookah is a leading cause of inflammation. Will music improve your workouts? Absolutely. This is a wonderful study, if you will, of music, and your favorite music gets you to do about a much more intense workout. How much more intense? It looked like it was about a 30% more intense workout. We mentioned it last week, but the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced that it will start paying for diabetes prevention program in 2018. That's not till 2018. Oops, this can be rolled back. Hopefully it won't. But we need to prevent diabetes. So we now know that you at the Cleveland Clinic, if you come to our diabetes prevention program after a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, most of the time, most insurance companies now pay for it if you're under the age of 65 and not in Medicaid or Medicare. But in 2018, those will pay for it. More than 60% of you can reverse your type 2 diabetes risk. You get rid of prediabetes as well as type 2 diabetes. Opioid poisonings are rising sharply among toddlers. What's that all about? Well, it turns out that the toddlers and teenagers are increasing the risk more than 170%. Actually, among children ages 1 to 4, hospitalizations for opioid poisonings increased by more than 200%. That is, it didn't just double. It kind of went up from 100 to 300. Those are primarily accidental ingestions. What's the message here? That if you get opioids at home, lock them up. Get a safe, lock them up, so your children don't get them. Now, it turns out the teenagers, 166% increase, but most of those took the drugs with the intent of committing suicide. That's a really bad thing, obviously. So, how many prescriptions are there for opioids a year? Over 259 million. That's almost one for every American gets a prescription for opioid painkillers every year. But, message, lock them up. That is your opioids, rather than letting them be loose. Again, at the bottom of this hour, our guest will be Joseph Mercola, author of Effortless Healing. Fitness trackers do help you live longer if you use them. This is a very interesting study where they looked at people, 4,000 middle-aged men and women, who were looked at over a 10-year period. Those people who used a fitness tracker and who used it religiously to get 150 minutes at least per week of walking had a 35% lower risk of heart. Well, we know that if you're physically active, you're going to have a lower risk. But this was induced by a fitness tracker, monitored by a fitness tracker, so not self-reported, but 150 minutes a week for these 10 years every week got you 35%. You don't have to do the 10,000 steps I advocate to get some benefit, but obviously 10,000 steps get you more benefit. What's the problem here? Well, it turns out that most people don't continue to use their fitness trackers. Within the first week, 30% don't use them. Within the first 3 weeks, 60% abandon them. And so in Singapore, they looked at 800 office workers, gave them an activity monitor, and some went to service controls. who didn't get the monitor. But they did. They gave them a cash while exercise, cash reward for exercise, or contribution to a charity while exercising, or, if you will, a just knowing a reward, a good attaboy. Well, it turns out that the people who did the most exercise were those who were getting the money for a charity. Second were those who were getting money, and third initially were those who were just getting the attaboys. But over time, the group that kept exercising most were the ones who said just got the attaboys for exercise. So, impressive, but that is, those are the data. What about if you don't sleep well? If you sleep poorly, what happens the next day? Well, this is 11 separate studies were analyzed with 172 people. Those who said they restricted their sleep to about 4 hours, what happened the next day? They ate 385 calories more, and most of it was in the aging saturated fat and simple carbohydrates. So what happens when you are sleep deprived? You eat more and you will gain more weight. Obviously, sleep is one of the great components that gives you the energy and the stamina to do what you want. Coming down at the bottom of the hour for our guest, Dr. Joseph Mercola, author of Effortless Healing, 9 Simple Ways to Sidestep Illness. Where have we been? What are the key points for this podcast? And I want to reissue them to you so that you understand what we're doing. The key podcast efforts for, by the way, prior podcast 814, we had Dr. Charles Hennekins talk about inflammation and toothpaste. We had at 8, and he's also going to be back for 816, at 807, Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month with cancer survivor Andrea Hertzberg, 808, Your Thyroid with best-selling author Dr. Amy Myers, 809, The Power of When, Discover Your Chronotrope and the Best Time to Eat Lunch, Ask for a Raise. Also on 810 was Sarah Gray, author of A Life Everlasting, The Extraordinary Story of One Boy's Gift to Medical Science. And George Lynn, I think, also participated in that one as well. So we've had a great set of guests. Let's go and talk about the Well Beyond Wellness. Preventable air pollution kills 600,000 children a year. The cause, cook stoves and wood burning in the home in the United States, as well as fossil fuels. Wellness foreplay, liberating college women from the elliptical, one fitness class at a time. Many colleges now provide this and are reaching to the alumni. The Odd Omegas, is butter bad? You betcha. Substitute 5% of your saturated fat calories with polyunsaturated fat, reduces death rates by 27%. Little butter, maybe not so bad, but a lot, or red meat, even grass-fed, or egg yolks, yeah, all of those things increase your risk of heart disease, no denying it. The data's pretty clear. What's about your body on candy? Well, it not only may give you a headache, not only may make you crave sugar again, but it also, what does it do? Also, it impedes your immune system from fighting cancer and infections. So that's where you get more, if you will, problems. So when you're recovering from cancer treatment, even more important to eat healthy and exercise and meditate. We'll be back shortly with Dr. Joseph Mercola, author of Effortless Healing, 9 Simple Ways to Sidestep Illness, Shed Excess Weight, and Help Your Body Fix Itself. It's published by Harmony Books. We're going to ask him all of these great ideas. He's got a series of things like the single most important health step the average person can take, lower body fat, dramatically improve muscle tone, firm your skin, reduce wrinkles, and boost your energy and sexual drive within a few weeks using this proven principle. We'll ask him all of these questions. There are probably 100 of these we're going to try and get out, plus your questions, plus my special zingers. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Remember, this is podcast 815. You can tell your friends about it. They can download it just like you can. Please do share it. Please do rate us at iHeartRadio or RadioMD.com. Podcast 815. We'll be right back with Dr. Joseph Mercola.